Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm Rob Adams. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Elizabeth May, Organizational Development Specialist at TI Verbatim Consulting, also known as TIVC. Elizabeth and her colleagues at TIVC help organizations better understand, assess, and build cultures that drive engagement and performance. One of the key ideas behind their work is that culture isn't just a soft concept. It's a strategic lever that leaders can pull to drive results and retain talent. In today's conversation, we're going to explore that perspective and dig into some of the practical tools and frameworks that TIVC uses to help organizations activate culture at every level. We'll also discuss the role of communication in culture and give listeners some actionable advice that they can use to start strengthening their own culture this week. This is exciting. Elizabeth, I'm so glad you're with us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'm very excited. Let's dive in and see what we can find out here. TIVC often talks about culture not as a soft concept, but as a strategic lever, as I alluded to. What do you mean by that, though? And why do so many organizations still get it wrong?
Wow. Well, I think that's a great question to get us started. Many organizations still get it wrong because they treat culture as something that's kind of intangible or something that's, you know, that just happens on its own. And leaders may assume that just by issuing a new policy or telling people to behave differently, that it'll be enough to shift their culture. But in reality, culture isn't created by directives. It's shaped by daily behaviors, especially those that are modeled by leadership. It's leadership's behaviors that people look to as an example to follow. And too often people encounter a misalignment or some type of dysfunction in organizational culture and think, well, you know, that's HR's job, or this is not in my wheelhouse, it's out of my control, there's nothing I can do to fix it. But at TIVC, when we say that culture is a strategic lever, we mean that it's something that can be cultivated and shaped to drive measurable, improved, and sustainable performance. So you see, if you think about it like that, if culture can be tied to positive business outcomes, like performance, and it can be measured, then it isn't really a soft concept. It's more like it should be a priority area for organizational attention. And when leaders engage with culture intentionally through clear values, aligned policies to those values, and consistently modeled behaviors, it becomes one of the most powerful forces shaping organizational outcomes. And at TIVC, we developed our Culture Insights Index. We call it the Key, which helps organizations assess and activate this lever in practical and behavior-driven ways.
All great. That's fantastic. Great. We're off to a great start, Elizabeth. You've developed a tool called the Cultural Insight Index, or CII, is that correct? Or straighten that out for me.
Yeah, it's the Cultural Insights Index, and it is. We pronounce it key.
Oh, okay. Well, that breaks culture into four dimensions: structure, resources, growth, and communication. You kind of started talking about it. Can you walk us through what that framework looks like and why it matters?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. The key was designed with practicality in mind. We knew we didn't need a 20-dimension, 500-question assessment. We spent hundreds of hours doing research and organizational analysis, and we identified some specific behaviors that can be categorized into those four core dimensions, which consistently shape productive, sustainable cultures. And I want to say that, you know, when I say productive and sustainable cultures, I'm talking about those with low turnover, high engagement, strong team dynamics, and high performance. What these organizations share is not just a common set of values, but consistent behaviors practiced across leadership, management, and individual levels. So let me explain the dimensions a bit more and some of the behaviors that we look at. The structure dimension represents those foundational, slower changing behaviors that are tied to integrity, value alignment, and accountability. It takes into consideration the values and policies of the organization that define not only how things should work, but more importantly, it looks at whether those ideals are lived and not just listed in the company manifesto or handbook. The resources dimension focuses on how organizations equip their people to thrive through tools, benefits, and meaningful support. It reflects the value exchange between the organization and its people. And some key behaviors that we look at in this dimension include intentional investment in technology, time through coaching and or mentorship and training, you know, that enable employees to perform their job and grow with the organization. The growth dimension focuses on how organizations prioritize long-term vision achievement through systematic strategic learning. It's not just about getting bigger or increasing revenue every year. You know, it's about trying to become more resilient, more effective, and more aligned with the organizational vision over time. So creating a culture of growth means embedding learning into the very fabric of the organization so that curiosity, adaptability, and resilience become everyday behaviors. Lastly, the communication dimension is, it's kind of the glue that holds the entire framework together. Everything in an organization's operations requires communication, whether it's the tone, the content, or framing of the message, the timing, you know, the time it takes to respond, a hallway chat, all these things send deeper messages that convey the organization's true values. Is it formal or informal? Is it relaxed or rigid? Is it forgiving or judging? You know, in fact, how an organization communicates is often a more accurate reflection of its values than what's actually printed in its mission statement. The behaviors we look at in this dimension are related to trust building, feedback loops, and transparency. We're looking at whether members of the organization are mission and purpose aligned, receptive, responsive, reflective, and intentional. But what TBC thinks is the most important part of understanding and assessing culture, hint, it's not in the scores. it's in the insight that's gained into what people actually do and how their behaviors shape the workplace environment. The key reveals the skills and behaviors that build trust, foster connection, and create shared purpose. When those behaviors are practiced consistently across all stakeholder groups, culture becomes a true performance lever. The key doesn't just diagnose culture, it provides the key to unlocking an organization's full potential.
There are many culture assessment frameworks out there. What makes TIVCs different?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a great question, and it's one that we hear often. Gosh, there are several things that set TIVC's framework apart from others, but I'll just, you know, for the sake of time, I'll just mention a few here. Number one, it is statistically validated for reliability. And what that means is that the key isn't just a set of ideas, it's research-backed. So each of our subdimensions within those four core areas has been tested and validated using established statistical methods. Essentially, it means that the questions that we ask are accurately capturing what they're intended to measure in a consistent and reliable way. Another thing is that it's simple in design, but has depth of insight. And while culture can be thought of as something that is, you know, really complex and hard to understand, it actually doesn't have to be. The key distills cultural dynamics into four core dimensions, right? And you mentioned the structure, resources, growth, and communication, which makes it really easy to interpret and act on. And that leads me to the last differentiator that I'll mention. And it's that the key is directly tied to organizational outcomes. It links behaviors to tangible business results like improved productivity, retention, collaboration, and employee well-being. This sort of reinforces that culture is a strategic lever, right? Not just a soft concept. The key really focuses on those observable and measurable behaviors instead of just staying at the conceptual level. And these behaviors can be developed and improved upon, meaning that organizations can actually build the skills that lead to greater alignment, engagement, and performance. The results that we provide are practical, behavior-based recommendations that organizations can implement, helping them to move more quickly from reflection to action. So in summary, TIVC's key doesn't just assess culture, it equips organizations with insights to transform it. It combines research with practicality, and it empowers leaders to build cultures where people thrive and business performance follows. The key is not really, it's not for leaders to just check a box to say that they've done something. It's meant to be used to understand and intentionally unlock that full potential within the organization.
TIVC emphasizes that culture is everyone's job, from leaders to individual contributors. How do you help clients activate accountability at every level while without overwhelming people? How do you do that?
Rob, that's a great question, you know, and accountability often gets a bad reputation. It's usually associated with blame or punishment, judgment of some sort. And in organizations where accountability is misunderstood or misused or not applied consistently, it can often feel like a threat rather than a tool for growth. And so how many times have we experienced, you know, a meeting is scheduled with our supervisor, and just before you walk into their office or join that virtual meeting with them, your heart kind of starts to beat a little bit faster with some sort of anxiety. It's a common feeling, you know, but it doesn't have to be. At TIBC, we help shift the narrative. So we support clients in reframing accountability as a positive shared value that's rooted in clarity, trust, and learning. It starts with establishing clear expectations and role definitions, then embedding regular two-way feedback loops, not just the, you know, top-down reviews. And finally, it's promoting a culture where learning from mistakes is normalized. We also emphasize manageable kind of incremental behavior changes, you know, those small intentional steps that build the skills needed for psychological safety, open communication, and mutual respect. When accountability is integrated into the fabric of culture and consistently applied across the board, it really becomes a catalyst for personal and organizational growth, not a source of anxiety or stress.
I mean, the minute you said the word review, my stress and anxiety went flying. So, yeah, I understand. This is all really good. What role does communication play in making culture stick? And what advice do you have for leaders trying to align messaging with lived experience?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. At TIBC, we believe that communication isn't just a soft skill or a bullet point to check off in a leadership training. You know, it's really the connective tissue of culture. And I think I mentioned earlier in, you know, one of your questions that how an organization communicates is often a more accurate reflection of its values than what's printed in its mission statement. And so this is just an example off the top of my head, but if an organization claims that they value integrity, right, in their mission statement, something about the trust of their customers being paramount to success, you know, but then undermine that statement even through the smallest of behaviors, like allowing employees to oversell or misrepresent a product. What the organization is actually communicating is that integrity really isn't a value, or at the very least, it's kind of a flimsy one. Because culture manifests in how people behave, interact, how decisions are made, what's allowed, what's enforced. And these are all outcomes that are stemming from some form of interpretation of organizational communication. So the question is whether the meaning of what's communicated is intentional. Whether it's quick check-in, what's supported or encouraged or enforced, the tone, transparency, and responsiveness of communication signals what kind of culture you're really building. So again, these things can contribute to a perception of whether or not the organization is relaxed or rigid, and it also shapes people's beliefs about whether the organization is fair or healthy, transparent, aligned, you know, whether it's somewhere they could spend the next 10 years. No one wants to spend 10 years at an organization where they don't feel heard or they feel like they're walking on eggshells, afraid to make a mistake, right?
Right.
Communication shapes absolutely everything. Gosh, it influences learning and growth, resource allocation, and those structural values. It definitely contributes to building trust, psychological safety, and engagement, which are also key drivers of performance and sustainability. And for leaders trying to align messaging with lived experience, I would say that it really starts with them, you know, the leaders. When leaders consistently and clearly communicate purpose, values, and expectations and reinforce those messages with behavior, they create a culture of trust. You know, they're truly embodying the values of the organization and setting the example with alignment in their behaviors. And interestingly, research supports that high-trust organizations have up to 76% more engagement and 50% higher productivity than their low-trust counterparts. And one thing that I will mention is that trust is not built from how you can spin things or do things to your favor. It comes from transparency and behavioral alignment. Mm. So leaders share not only those organizational wins, but also lessons learned from mistakes or maybe actions that could have been done differently. What they're doing is they're really humanizing the organization in a way that opens the door to authentic communication, clear intent, learning, and growth. Culture is, you know, it's not about what you say necessarily. It's about what people believe you mean. And that is demonstrated very clearly through leadership behaviors.
If a leader listening today wants to start building a culture worth staying for, what's one step they can take this week to begin that journey?
Hey, they can reach out to TIBC for a culture assessment. But seriously, you know, to build a culture worth staying for, the first step is simple but powerful. Leaders have to listen. Leaders need to understand how their employees truly experience the culture, because they can't really improve what they don't know. And so one meaningful action this week would be to initiate a baseline check-in. And I know that I'm biased, but TIBC's Culture Insights Index, a key, helps leaders uncover the specific behaviors and perceptions shaping their organizational culture. With the insights that they can gain, they can start to make intentional, targeted adjustments that drive, you know, real improvements in cohesion, engagement, and performance. Change starts with clarity, and clarity starts by asking the right questions. And I think that TIBC's key is asking the right questions.
I couldn't agree more. And if I'm a leader and I'm listening, I'm getting in touch. Elizabeth, anything you want to add? This has been really, really wonderful. Anything you want to add?
Rob, I don't think so. This has been a fun discussion. I really appreciate you having me on here.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and we thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights. The idea of culture as a strategic lever really resonates, and I think our listeners will take away some very practical ideas for building and sustaining strong cultures in their own organizations. Elizabeth May of TIVC, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob. Pleasure to be here.
That's all the time we have here today. On behalf of Elizabeth May of TIVC, I'm Rob Adams, and this has been Talent Talks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.